Hello, Elise Castle.
Oh, wow, we're starting.
Yeah, let's get going.
All right. Hi, Mike Jensen.
Let's cut right to it.
I got surprised.
So today we're talking about The Cheating Curve, aka an entire episode dedicated to helping Mike stay single. This originally aired July 11th, 1999, directed by John David Coles and written by Darren Star.
All right.
People we know. Well, not people we know, but people we know.
People we've encountered before.
Yes. And we have our DVD synopsis. Is cheating like the proverbial tree in the forest? It doesn't exist if there's no one around to catch you. Carrie officially gets back together with Mr. Big, but keeps it a secret. Charlotte is swept away with the power lesbian elite, while Miranda competes with her new boyfriend's porno videos. Across town, Samantha has a close shave with her personal trainer.
So many things to discuss.
So many things. So we start with an art opening.
Mm-hmm. Where they say that New Yorkers will attend any opening as long as their champagne is flowing or something. An opening of an envelope.
It was lesbian chic meets art world cool. A surprisingly fabulous combustion that no one saw coming.
For an artist called Yael, who I don't think we ever meet in this entire episode.
No, we don't. And also, like, they always talk about these art openings, and I'm still not getting invited.
We should, you know, we should go do the art thing.
Okay.
You don't really even have to be invited.
No, I mean, I've gone to the galleries, like, in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that before. But I've never been invited to an opening of one. But we should still go to the galleries
in
Chelsea.
Yeah, someone invite us to an opening of an art gallery.
Mm-hmm. Or of anything.
Or of anything.
Maybe not, like...
Not anything.
Not anything, like...
So, the artist Yael, who we never meet, we quickly establish that Charlotte and Miranda have new guys they're seeing. It's like, you know, it's a sex TV show or TV show about relationships. Almost even more so than, like, how many men these women are going to bed with. It is funny to me that every episode, like, three out of the four of them have a new boyfriend.
Right. Or someone. And it's always that they've been seeing, which means this isn't, like, the first date.
Like, yeah, they're really cycling through the guys. So we have Charlotte is dating, is it Garrett or Gareth?
It's Gareth
I don't
Davis,
care about him.
Which I
terrible.
Don't love the name. I'm sorry to any Gareths out there. I don't know. Can we just call him Mrs. Garrett?
Absolutely.
Like facts of life.
So Mrs. Garrett, Charlotte is dating Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett's real name is Charlotte Ray.
Oh, look at that.
Full circle moment
already.
Played by?
Sean Haberle?
Yeah, an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor. He's done stuff. Miranda is dating Ethan Watson, played by Rob Campbell, who I mostly care about because he was in Madonna's Bad Girl video.
Oh, he was also in The Good Wife.
He was.
Which I thought you would know for that.
Yes, he was also in The Good Wife.
I did some research this week.
He did. But he's done quite a few
things. I saw the Madonna thing,
which
I thought was great. And then he's also the owner of Thorn, a downtown...
Thorn, yeah, that was...
That was Gareth is the owner of Thorn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Gareth is owner of Thorn, where men buy salads for models.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I don't care about this character. Really.
No. And then Ethan Watson is a documentary filmmaker. How many? They know a lot of documentary filmmakers. Yeah. However, this one seems to actually like his job.
Yeah. Well, but he's also awful. We'll get to it.
Right.
Both of these men are awful.
Samantha
recognizes
doesn't have a date.
Yeah, she doesn't have a date. And she's also, I want to, maybe we're just more girl power now, but part of me is like, Samantha, calm down.
Right, but she's like, nobody told me it was BYO man.
Yeah.
And I think she's meaning that, like, she was expecting to find a guy here. But you know what? I've had friends like that, too, who are, when they're single, they are like,
Constantly on the prowl
and are like mad if we go somewhere and the guys are not like all over the place.
I just kind of want to be like, Samantha, just enjoy your friends.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy the art. It's not you don't have to like get laid every night.
Wait a second. You see that guy? He's a trainer at my gym and you should see his squat thrusts. I'm just going to say hello.
I don't think we find out in this scene that his name is Thor, but we're going to eventually find out his name is Thor.
We don't find out until later.
Which I was also thrown by because the restaurant was Thorn. I did have a moment of like, wait, what's everyone's name?
She does say at that moment that he is a trainer at her gym.
Yes.
And Carrie says she's not feeling well. She has a headache that just came on. And Samantha goes, you want a Percodan?
I love it.
It made me think like, okay, is Samantha more Karen Walker than we thought? There's a couple moments in this episode where Samantha does a few things that I'm like, oh, okay. So that was one of them where I just thought it was interesting that Samantha's got Percodan and
ready with a painkiller.
Right.
But Carrie doesn't want it because she doesn't really have a headache.
No.
The truth was, I had another engagement, but I didn't dare tell any of my friends where I was going or who I was planning to meet.
So Carrie's going to see Mr. Big, so she's secretly dating Mr. Big, but we don't spend a lot of time there. We're staying here, and this is where we get to the power lesbians.
They seem to have everything. Great shoes, killer eyewear, and the secrets to invisible makeup.
But they're running out of champagne, so Charlotte goes back to get another case, which you would think she would, like, send the guy to do it, but it's fine. She's going to go get the case of champagne herself. And she catches Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah, Mrs. Garrett making out with someone. And he's like, hey, relax, it's just kissing. And I'm like, no.
So much about this.
Yeah.
So much about this is ridiculous.
Yeah, just, it was stupid.
Yeah. So we then go to the four ladies the next day getting lemonade. Samantha is incredibly, incredibly supportive of cheating.
She is, but before I notice that, so they're at a street fair, right? Like buying lemonade and all those street fair goodies. But if you notice, which you may not have, Miranda is the only person paying for anything.
Oh, I did notice
that. Like, Samantha just takes a banana and puts it in her pants, like in her belt, but not like she's trying to steal it, just to like hold it there.
Right.
And like Miranda's the only one that pays for it, and she takes out money, but it's only like $2. So she's not paying for everyone. Oh, I don't know. It was just like a moment that no one cares about, but I just thought it was funny.
Also, it's fun if you just want to watch Charlotte drink lemonade. She makes a really funny face as she's drinking the lemonade.
She would.
Yeah.
It would, like, be sour, and she'd be like, oh.
That's totally what it is.
Oh,
though.
Really?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop. She's just constantly drinking with, like, the sour look on her face. It's very funny. So four ladies having lemonade. We're getting into a big conversation about cheating and what constitutes cheating.
There's a thought of, like, emotions or hormones.
Sure.
With women.
Men cheat for the same reason that dogs lick their balls. Because they can. It's part of their biology. Instead of wasting all this energy condemning it, maybe it's time we all got in line with the reality of the situation.
Charlotte doesn't like it because she's looking for a mate for life.
Yeah, I don't know. There are gray areas. I think if you're kissing someone else, like, in the first week of seeing somebody while you're at their art gallery, there's already a problem here.
Absolutely, yeah. And who makes the comment, I'm more realistic and understand human nature?
Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha, like, talking about, because that she makes that comment when Charlotte says that there's those little voices in her head. Oh, this was the second Samantha moment. Those little voices in her head saying, mate for life, mate for life. And Samantha says,
sweetheart, you can't go listening to every fucking little voice that runs through your head. It'll drive you nuts.
And I'm like, wait, voices in your head, Percodan. Samantha might be on a one-way track to some Grey Gardens, Edie Beale stuff.
Well, you know, I had a thought about it. I think we talked about this a little bit in the last episode where Samantha just, like, her sex drive, and it's a comedy, so maybe it just always struck me as just funny. But there are moments when I'm watching this now that I think, girl might have some issues.
I clocked it in season one. I think that, like, Samantha has, I would just love to, like, I don't know, like, Samantha goes to the psychiatrist, you know?
There is a healthy sex drive that I'm not trying to criticize at
no,
all.
No, my thoughts of her have nothing to do with her sex drive, really. My thoughts are just, like, all these little moments. I mean, she's older than these women. She's, like, what did she miss in her third? I don't know.
It's
an interesting...
She's an interesting character.
I would love to read her prequel.
Right.
Like, The Wicked, but about Samantha. Bum, ba-dum, bum.
I just also, it's just the cheating thing. Like, it does
I know
get
this
under
before
my skin
I ever watched this, that you are not a fan of cheating. That was your issues with Waitress the Musical.
Well, you know what's so funny, though, is that I can love Waitress and still hate cheating.
Right.
Like, I can love Bridges of Madison County, but, like, you still shouldn't cheat.
That relationship was, like, 3 days. That's what I say when I think of Bridges of Madison County. I'm always like... All this for 3 days.
Yeah. Sometimes certainty like this comes only once in a lifetime, though. Anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's problematic, but I get that it's just part of the storyline that we're dealing with in this one.
I mean, here's my theory. My thing on it is, if both parties are in agreement that it's okay,
well, then that's not cheating.
Then it's not cheating. So I don't, you know, I don't think it's right to be in a relation with someone who wants a committed monogamy style relationship and then cheat. Then it's not okay. Then you're just, you're not with the right person. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just means you're not with the right person because that person doesn't want the things you want.
Sometimes it makes you a bad person.
I don't know. I don't know if that's...
Well, but now we're getting into super, like, what is good and what is bad and what is wrong and what is right. And so, okay.
We all, people make mistakes.
People make mistakes.
Fathers, mothers. No, here's the thing. Okay. Cheating is not something that anyone really wants and probably that anyone really wants to do. I don't think it should be celebrated.
Right.
There we go.
Okay.
Are we in mutual agreement there?
Yes. We will agree and move along to Samantha doing some ridiculous personal training work.
Yeah. I don't get
it. It doesn't all have to be sexual,
and I get
girl.
That the cheating in this situation, because he goes to... Well, there's the question first.
Yes, the question is...
Well, there's the prequel question that Carrie loves these days. Is cheating like the proverbial tree in the forest that it doesn't exist if there's no one around to catch you? Because they say that right before. They're like, well, it's only cheating if you get caught.
Right.
And then the question... In a gravity-free world, if anything goes, what constitutes as cheating? And then we no longer do, I don't know if this lasts, but for the past couple episodes, we haven't been doing interviews on the street. It's been, like, questions being answered by the characters that we already know.
Yeah, I don't know if I can call it, because I don't fully remember, and I don't want to have another no more talking to the camera moment, but we might be done with interviews on the street.
Yeah, so the trainer that we don't know yet, but... Thor says like something about cheating, meaning like working out cheating. Right. You can't not do it full out.
And she's doing some weird tricep dips.
She looks great. She always looks great.
She does look great. It's a short scene though. We get to Charlotte on the phone with Mrs. Garrett, who's on Worcester Street, mm-hmm. I believe. And I like this because she shuts it down pretty quickly.
Right.
She's done with it. But here's what I want to say, ladies, and I suppose gentlemen too. Horrible men are only allowed to act horribly if you allow them to. That's all. So if someone's cheating, it takes Miranda longer to get here. I'm just saying, like, recognize the bad behavior, shut it down.
I'm just going to say, Mike, that sometimes there's other underlying issues as to why someone stays. And we have to be sensitive.
I don't. So then Lydia and Eileen.
I understand.
Lydia, played by Mary B. McCain, I believe it is, founding member of the Atlantic Theater Company.
Yeah, like tons of theater work, tons of film work, really good actress.
And we have mentioned the Atlantic Theater Company before because she is married to Neil Pepe, who worked for the Atlantic Theater Company. And was the guy that didn't want to admit that he liked a finger up his butt.
See?
There you go.
What a beautiful full circle moment.
And then Eileen is played by Tamara Tooney, who her big thing is SVU.
It's Tamara Tooney. Mike, you didn't know her?
No.
Oh, she's a big Law and Order person. And the only reason I know this is a full circle moment that we haven't gotten to yet.
Okay, so we're going to wait on yours.
It is a full circle moment that you would have no idea about.
Okay.
But I was kind of like, oh, fun.
But I also like that one of the things that she's done is I think she's been on SVU. Anyway, I like to imagine that Mary and Tamara are like friends.
Yeah.
In real life. Yeah. Playing friends on this show. That's what I come up with in my brain. So Charlotte is... asked to come along with them. They go to G-Spot.
Mm-hmm. The new lesbian bar.
Which isn't really a place.
Oh.
But it's clever.
There's G-Lounge.
There's G-Lounge, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, that was for gay men.
Gay men.
And then there's Luke's, which is not Luke's Lobster.
not Luke's Lobster, I'm guessing. They end up at Love Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Also not a real place. So she's on her little excursion with her new lesbian friends.
And she's having a good time.
Having a great time. Good for her.
Good for her.
There was something relaxing and liberating in traveling through an alternate universe that contained no thought of men.
Why did I just write, Ethan needs to calm down? Oh, he's just talking about films and he's comparing Showa to that fakey Schindler's List. And,
yeah, and I wrote, oh good, this guy actually likes his job.
Yeah, he likes his job, but I still want him to calm down.
Right.
And like, what is even the point of narrative film?
And then Miranda's like, I'm just going to make out with you. And then he's like, do you want to come up to my place? And she's like, sure. And then they start making out and having sexy time. And he's like, hold on, let me turn on this queued up 80s porn.
I always think that porn on TV shows is funny because you obviously can't show very much.
Right.
So it's always really like selective close-ups of like someone's shoulder. Like it's always shots that aren't really going to be in a porn.
Right.
But also gross. If this is something you need, like if you need porn in the background while having sex, I'm also going to say maybe don't reveal that the first time you have sex with someone.
Right. Or like if they are not immediately turned on by it, maybe just be like,
yeah. Okay. And he can't even like look at her. Like he wants to, he's like kissing like, her while head. Like, yeah, it's a lot. Once again, this should have been shut down. This is a shut it down moment. Miranda will get there eventually, but I would have shut it down the first time. Single forever. Carrie makes fondue.
Yep. And she says she's going to cook big dinner. And he's like, you didn't cook, you heated up cheese.
Which is kind of both rude and true.
Yeah. And also it's that crude. Cheese doesn't really look like, it looks like nacho cheese. Yeah. And then he's like, let's go out to dinner. And then I got grossed out because they were like kissing each other because they both had like cheese mouth. It was a lot.
This is also the example, having working in the restaurant industry, that there are people that have to go out to a restaurant.
Right.
Like they eat at restaurant. I'm guessing Mr. Big eats out at a restaurant 7 nights a week.
Well, he, I mean, there's, you don't have to go to a
pasta.
Right. And you don't have to go to a restaurant. You can buy things at a grocery store that are easy enough that he could.
I wonder. I guess that they do. Yeah, they do. They have cooked pasta in the past.
And or you could like, go to like a Chipotle. On. You don't have to go
can
to
Can you imagine Mr. Big going to a Chipotle?
Yeah, he would. They would be like, with the guac is extra moment.
I like that, though.
They'd be like, do you know guac is extra? You'd be like, I don't know. Do I?
And it would we'll get to that awful.
It would be like, he would never answer. They're like, do you want black or pinto beans? He would
what do
like,
you think I want?
What are beans anyway? You know, it'd be this really dramatic white or brown rice.
Wow. Do you think we can get Chris Noth to like make my short film or our short film, Mr. Big Goes to Chipotle?
I've been
co-opted it already.
To stay or to go? Where should I be?
This is really good. Like, Mike I really want to make it. This happen.
Mr. Big Goes to Chipotle.
That's wow. Amazing. So we established they haven't told anyone. She hasn't told anyone. And he's like, well, I haven't told
anyone
friend. Either.
Yeah, she's
and
like, she's you don't like, have friends.
Yeah. I have interested parties or whatever. Yeah, this is what we were just talking about. Like, Mr. Big's inability to just have a conversation.
Well, one thing I noticed in the first time she goes back to his house, too, is his lobby. He has 2 doormen. I don't know. That was kind of cool.
It is pretty cool. Mr. Big is rich. We get to her 7 a.m. walk of shame.
Right, where she's smoking that cigarette, walking down the street. She sees Miranda.
Runs into Miranda. I'm not entirely certain where this scene is taking place. Because we know that Carrie lives on the Upper East Side, like in the 70s. I imagine that Mr. Big also lives on the Upper East Side.
I don't know. Maybe he lives on the Upper West Side. Because Miranda's like, why are you up here? Which is where she lives.
I was confused by this.
Or maybe he lives like further up
Maybe he's like in the 80s and maybe that's where her office is or something like that.
Right. But she's like, and Carrie's like, I'm getting my teeth cleaned at 7 a.m. while smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. It's not a great lie.
No, because when I go to the dentist, I'm in like brushing my teeth for 10 minutes beforehand. No coffee. Like I wouldn't be, you know, I don't know. I don't know how Miranda couldn't tell.
Yeah, Miranda, I think it just kind of, it's a moment that goes by quickly.
She's like, you're really dressed up. And Carrie's like, it's laundry day. Which I do understand that.
Yeah.
Like on laundry day.
I feel like I usually dress worse on laundry day.
See, yes, but for girls, there's certain things like underwear, for example. You have underwear that maybe you thought was a good idea when you bought it. And then you're like, this is uncomfortable or this is like very elaborate. And then you find yourself on laundry day in like yoga pants and like a lacy rhinestone panty because it's the only thing left.
Say panty again.
I hate that word. Why did I say it?
I know. That's why I was so surprised that you said it.
I'm sorry. Gosh, I hate myself right now.
So Carrie feels badly. She's never lied to Miranda before.
The truth was I was cheating on her and all my friends with Mr. Big.
We get to... So Thor is the trainer. We now establish his name is Thor.
And they're about Chris to have John. Sexy time. Oh, yeah. Chris John. They're about to have some more sexy time, but he's like, let's take a shower.
Let's take a shower. Now, here... This is such a dumb, weird thing about me. I can't stand watching people shave.
Because like, you're worried they're going to cut themselves?
I'm just constantly like, oh, something's bad's going to happen. So watching him shave her, I have like the opposite of a shaving fetish.
No, I was watching it and I was like, that razor doesn't look very good. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look bad, but it looks, you know, not like the best. Samantha's probably a lady who shaves her legs every day, even in the winter.
I would imagine.
But the one thing, so I was like, okay, this
even
is...
Even though she says that she didn't.
Right, but it wouldn't matter. Like, you wouldn't, it would be fine, even if she had gone a couple days. But then he gets up to the vagine.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, and she has some faces.
Right, and we establish in the scene after this that the trend of, like, really minimalizing the, like, pubic hair... isn't fully in yet, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, and she has enough there for him to be able to shave his brand into
yeah,
her.
In the moment, I assumed he's shaving it all off. And in fact, it's I'm almost what saying, they allude to later, but we find out that he does not shave it all off.
I'm just saying that's not like a sexy thing in the shower. You might even need like a backup razor because that one's going to get clogged up.
Yeah, so we get to...
This is all before Vajazzling.
Yeah, this is before Vajazzling. So we get to Carrie's apartment where they're making martinis. Mm-hmm. And I guess we're establishing that Miranda likes a cocktail onion. Because this one has a cocktail onion in it, too.
Yeah, they're not Cosmos.
Nope, they're just making... I'm guessing it's just vodka in a glass. Mm-hmm. Sounds great to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, sounds like a Mike Jensen speciality.
And this is where we find out that she was not shaved completely. He shaved it into like a thunderbolt, mm-hmm. which is the Thor thing. Ha ha, get it. So she had enough to work with. And so then
did he have a stencil?
Yeah.
Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, it seems kind of extensive to have done like just in that shower, but whatever. We'll go with it. Charlotte shows up and she's very dressed up. It's not for them. It's because she's going out with her friends later on.
You didn't have to get all dressed up for us.
Why not? You did your hair.
That's funny.
I don't get it.
She did her hair.
Oh! Poobies.
I love it. We now get to a really, really... Oh, so we were... The joke is made that, you know, Charlotte's becoming a lesbian.
Right, and here's the thing that... Well, I'll get to it when it happens, so never mind.
Okay. And Carrie's having some troubles. Yeah. Carrie's in the bathroom.
Her diaphragm is stuck.
No, I don't know what any of this means, and you don't have to tell me. I'll just sort of imagine it. I do have...
What do you think it means?
Well, I know what it means. I just don't know where that goes.
Like, you know what a diaphragm is?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically.
So you...
But I've never, seen one.
But why do you mean you don't know where it goes?
Because, I don't know how it would get stuck. Like, I don't know what happens to make you then not able to
get
that
out. It's probably just maybe not in the right position, you know.
And I don't know... I also don't fully understand...
You've heard the things like females have gotten, condoms stuck in there.
Yeah.
Just imagine,
No, I don't need to. I also don't get how someone else helping would be helpful, except... I have a female friend who had a male roommate and she could not get her tampon out and she had to have him go in there and help and he came out like a week later. It's the final straw.
He came out of the closet.
Yes. I like that story. So I guess someone else can get in there and help you. And it's sort of a funny moment where I kind of thought Miranda was going to do
it. Yeah, it seems like a Miranda. Yeah. She would be like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, and Charlotte is not, even though she's kind
You're the lesbian. Go in there.
No.
Go.
And I just had my nails done.
Good on you, Samantha. She gets in there.
Her nails look a little long.
I know. Maybe that's what's going to help, though. Maybe need that extra little...
All right.
So we get to Times Square and the Virgin Megastore.
Okay, this is my full circle moment.
Okay.
Yay. So they're walking down 45th Street. All right. Mm-hmm. And you see the Virgin Megastore there. Mm-hmm. You also see it next to this A, which is the All-Star Cafe, yeah. which is now the home of Planet Hollywood.
Right.
I know it used to be the All-Star Cafe because my first job in New York City was at Planet Hollywood. And the first celebrity that came in to do a like handprint when I worked there was Tamara Tooney.
Oh, really? Wow, that is a very, very, very specific full circle moment for you. That's fun. What a good story.
I just, like, that's the only reason why I remembered all of that.
I really mourned the loss of the Megastore. Like, I really mourned the loss of
It was still here when I moved here, yeah.
I used to love going. And there was a movie theater underground. Like, there was a Lowe's theater. And is Forever 21 there now?
Forever 21 is there now. Well,
they torn it down now? Is that the block that's been completely torn down?
No. I think the Virgin Megastore is now the home of Forever 21, the Disney store, and a Mac store, like all together.
Sad.
But that Forever 21 is huge.
Yeah. So we get to the whole...
Wait a second. Aren't we skipping a beat here? Who are you sleeping with?
It's something that started again a few weeks ago. I don't know if it's real or not, so I didn't want to say anything, but it's Big.
And the girls do not react well or...
What? You're sleeping with Big?
You know, they probably react how I would react in this situation, which is with much skepticism and not terribly supportive. But I think for good reason.
Right.
And once again, we kind of get back to this whole, like, he was terrible to you and... Carrie's like, well, not always, and it is sort of up for debate. Was he terrible to her?
Yeah, we don't know.
He wasn't really terrible to her. He just didn't. He just. Well, we'll get to this conversation more so with them later on. He just couldn't give her what she wanted. Carrie walks away. She doesn't want to deal with it. We don't know. They follow her. I don't know if they end up going to the movie or not, because we cut right to Carrie at home and she can't sleep.
She can't sleep. She's smoking in her house. The window's closed. Open the window, Carrie.
And then we cut to Charlotte at brunch at someone's house. Is that someone's home?
The next morning, Charlotte attended brunch at the home of Patty Aston, the ex-wife of a Hollywood television producer.
Person also has like this vacation home.
Home in Telluride, where the women are sort of inviting Charlotte to come right. along to Telluride. And in the conversation with Patty, we get pretty quickly to Patty wanting to know.
Well, earlier on, the girls ask Charlotte, the Samantha, Carrie, Miranda girls, ask Charlotte if these women know they're gay, know she's gay.
Or know that she's not gay.
She's not gay. So.
And she hasn't told them.
No, but she doesn't think that. She's like, I don't think they think I am. Which, this is my issue with this whole thing. And I like the way it ended because I didn't like the idea of Charlotte being like, I don't like men, so I'm going to hang out with these lesbians because they're fun. And, you know, I just didn't like the idea of like her making this into a novelty, which was the same issue I had in season one with that. Same issue I have with like sometimes the way straight women behave at gay bars. Like, it's, you know, this is these women's life and you can hang out with them. That's not the issue. So I was hoping that it would end differently than I thought it was going to. I thought like one of the women was going to make a move on Charlotte and she was going to be like, oh, no, no. And then I was not going to like it. But it ends with,
are you gay?
No, no, I'm not. But I do so enjoy the company of all these women.
Sweetheart, that's all very nice. But if you're not going to eat pussy, you're not a dyke.
Yeah, and we don't know if she continues to be friends with these women. I'm sure she... It doesn't even... Like, none of the women seemed like...
Like, no one was going after her.
No!
Like, no, you know, no one was, like, making a move.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe Patty had a crush on Tamara Tooney and was just like, is this girl competition?
Right.
I don't know. But I like the way that this was handled more so than previous.
We get to Samantha in the steam room.
Yeah, and I feel bad for that girl who's, like, next to her. Her part's weird.
Her part is weird.
She's just, like, sitting there, boobs out.
Uh-huh. Stands up to reveal that she has the same marking.
Uh-huh, the same thunderbolt pube.
So I guess is that our cheating moment that he was, but he wasn't really cheating. I don't know. It's a weird one. Didn't he also say like, I'd never do this. I never go home with clients.
Yeah, I don't know.
Clearly he does.
That day at the gym, Samantha discovered that lightning does indeed strike twice.
We get back to the porn. Thankfully this time Miranda does shut it down. Third time she calls him out and it's like, it's either them or me. He has the weirdest... I barely know you. I've had a relationship with someone. No, you haven't. You don't. That you don't have a relationship with these women. So anyways, Miranda leaves, and that's good. Done with that.
I am so out of here.
So then we get to the supper club on 47th Street. It is closed. It's the Edison Ballroom now.
Mm.
It's been many things, though.
Yeah.
It's always been, I think, part of the Edison Hotel, which is right next door. But yeah, so currently it's the Edison Ballroom. And this is where we get into our next sort of infuriating conversation between Carrie and Mr. Big, where he just can't answer any question outright. It's always a question with a question or a vague answer.
Are we officially back together?
And then why did we break up?
You tell me.
Grr.
So does this mean we're seeing each other again? Officially?
If you say so.
It is an infuriating response.
And then she goes through all of her stuff of all the things that she was afraid of. She mentions all these different fears, and then just sort of ends it with, "I guess that I was just afraid."
Mm-hmm. And he said, "I sure did miss you, officially."
And there it was. I guess we were back together, officially, whatever that means.
So there you go. They are officially back together? Question mark.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, they are, because the DVD description says they are.
Yeah.
And we know...
That was a little bit spoilery DVD description.
Yeah.
They must, like, make those descriptions with the idea that you've already seen the episode.
Well, I feel like no one's buying... Number one, no one's buying DVDs of Sex and the City. And no one's buying DVDs of Sex and the City just to be like, ooh, I heard this show was good. I'm going to check it out.
I guess that's true, but if you do the Netflix disc...
Once again, Mike, you are the only... Can I just say that last week, Mike was like, we have to get to a mailbox because I have to send in my Netflix disc.
I was watching them all to get ready for the Oscars. There are certain movies that you can, that's the way you see them.
Sure. Make sure your TiVo is set.
I have a DVR.
He also has one of those, like, subscriptions where he gets 20 tapes for 1 cent.
You tape the penny to the postcard and send it in.
Oh, really?
I don't remember. Yeah. It was a long time ago. Yeah. I did do that for CDs, though.
Yeah.
So there you go. Big and Carrie back together.
There they are.
The other three girls went through very, very quick relationships.
And next week they'll be like, Charlotte was dating this guy for 3 weeks. We're like, no, she wasn't.
Like, how long is the space between each episode?
It's not very long.
No, not very long. But they'll be in brand new, very, very important relationships next week. All right, so we'll be back next week. I'm just going to let her pass out.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at Mikey Jensen. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. We'll be back next week with the Chicken Dance.
Two awful guys gone quickly.
Bye, Mrs. Garrett.
Bye, Mrs. Garrett. That wasn't Garrett, though.
I know, but I just wanted to say bye, Mrs. Garrett. Did you want to add any drinks or chips to that? I don't know. Is this going to be enough?
Mr. Big goes to Chipotle. Has to happen. I'm going to get a GoFundMe going.
Oh, gosh.
Chris Noth, wherever you are, we're going to make this happen.
Ooh.
I have no idea.
Oh.
What happens next?
You're supposed to know these things, Mike. You're the expert.
Well, I don't watch, like, next week's already.
You've seen it three times.
If I look at the title and probably be sort of reminded. I think we might meet a very important character in the next episode, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, Mr. Big.
But But will he always be very important?
Anyone's important if you want them to be.